Hey friends, I wanted to talk to you today about what I consider, and what I've heard other people consider, one of the most terrifying creatures in all of D&D. Welcome back to the Game Masters Academy. This is the show where we strive to help you make every one of your sessions great. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg. You know, I just finished a episode about the Inner Planes, and this is actually pretty closely related to that, and so we'll go ahead and place a card up here just so that way you guys can get access to that. But within that, there's a specific area that is called the Elemental Chaos. And that's metaphorically, as you get further away from the material plane, you get into the far reaches of each one of the inner planes. And then eventually you get out into just basically the primordial soup where all the elements swirl together and you can get some really, really weird monsters. And as I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to do for this particular episode of Combat Corner, I was really trying to look at how I could incorporate the elemental chaos with this creature. And that creature is the Earth Elemental. If you know, you know. But we'll get into that here quickly. But I wanted to find a way that I could put a little bit of a twist on that particular monster. And so before we get into that, the same stuff that we always talk about, like, subscribe. Looks like we're up to about 300 subscribers on the channel. And so I just wanted to say thank you to every one of the subscribers. Anybody that's just watching on a regular basis that's not subscribed, I would love it if you would subscribe. But I just appreciate you being here either way. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into a little bit about an Earth Elemental. Earth Elementals can be found within the basic rules, page 125. A quick description of an Earth Elemental is: an Earth Elemental plods forward like a walking hill, club-like arms of jagged stone swinging at its sides. Its head and body consist of dirt and stone, occasionally set with chunks of metal gems and bright minerals. Pretty basic. There's not a lot going on here as far as a creature is concerned. Relatively high hit points, relatively high AC. It has the slam attack with multi-attack. There's not a lot that's crazy until you look at its abilities. And its specific ability is called Earth Glide. Specifically, Earth Glide allows the elemental to burrow through non-magical, unworked earth and stone. While doing so, the elemental doesn't disturb the material it moves through. One of the reasons I was saying this is one of the most terrifying creatures to me is because with its relatively high strength, it's relatively easy for it to grapple an enemy and then drag it through stone. And I hope you've got somebody in the party that can cast a spell like, you know, Mold Earth or Stone Shape, things along those lines, because there isn't any reason that the Earth Elemental can't drag you into a boulder, leave you there, and then just continue on, and now you're stuck inside solid rock, which obviously would cause, you know, problems for breathing and other things along those lines. Now, whether or not it's allowed to actually do that is up for debate, but I don't see any reason that if it was carrying something else that it wouldn't be able to do that through the earth. So if it's carrying you, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it'd be something that would be very nice to do to your party, but at the same time, it is something that would definitely pose a challenge, and it would be very easy for you to take something that's relatively simple, CR5, and put that in front of a party that's much higher level, and then do this type of a technique to them, and force them to come up with a creative way to get that person out. So while we're on the subject, let's talk about suffocation rules real fast. So the way that it works is you can hold your breath. A character can hold their breath for a number of minutes equal to their constitution modifier. So if you've got a 20 constitution, that means you're at +5. You can hold your breath for 5 minutes. That's impressive. After that is up, you are now considered to be suffocating. And that means that you have five, or the number of rounds equal to your constitution modifier, that you are able to live before you just die. So you've got number of minutes equal to your modifier to hold your breath. Once your breath is no longer there, you're suffocating, and then it's number of rounds, so 6-second rounds, that you're able to continue before your character dies. So if you were to do this to, let's say, you know, the barbarian, you would at least give the party ample opportunity to figure out how to find him, get down there, and then get him out. Again, it's up to you whether that's something you want to do for your game, but I think that that's a horrifying way to go, and maybe that says more about me than it does about the creature. But a little bit about the specifics for an Earth Elemental. You have resistance to BPS, which is bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical attacks, immune to poison, and then immune to a lot of different conditions: exhaustion, being unconscious, paralyzed, petrified, and poisoned. They all pretty much make sense. One of the things it does have is tremor sense. We've talked about that before. I'll stick a card in here for that, but tremor sense within 60 feet, basically any kind of movement within 60 feet of the Earth Elemental, as long as they're on the same solid surface, the Earth Elemental is able to then detect them without making like checks or anything along those lines. Realistically speaking, that's it. It's super basic. You got 2 slam attacks that you get to use every single turn. So to add this into the idea of a side quest, we need to look at what the elemental chaos does. As I sit here on a work break, again within Wisconsin, the idea for my side quest involved a wizard that summoned an elemental that basically he was able to grasp an elemental from the elemental chaos. And then I realized that it seems like every single one of my side quests is an evil wizard. And I think, again, that that says more about me than it does anything else. But when it comes to elementals, there's not really a whole lot of other ways that they're getting here. They're getting summoned. They could just exist naturally, something along those lines. But the idea here is we have a conjurer that is pulling forth elementals. And somehow, in a way that works with your game, they do so in a way that they pull one that's from a deeper section of the plane. So they're going for an Earth Elemental, and they reach way into the elemental chaos. One of the things that we have in the game that I'm always talking about, that I'm a moderator for on Discord, is there is basically the MacGuffin. And what it does is it amplifies magic, but it does so in a chaotic way. And so it ends up creating wild magic surges for other classes than just the wild magic sorcerer, and other things along those lines. And so that's where my initial thought would be. But it could also be something as simple as, you know, the ley lines are crossed, or there's the correct astrology that's going on, to basically allow the conjurer to pull this elemental from a much deeper part of the plane. And as they pull it from that super far deep part of the plane, they actually get what I would call a chaos elemental, but it appears as an earth elemental to start. It's available, you have the stat block for it, everything is good to go. And you interact with the party, it engages, and they start defeating it. As the combat goes on, what I would do is every round I would roll a d3. And what that is would be 1 for air, 2 for fire, 3 for water. And right before the party's eyes, the elemental changes to whatever the result is that you roll on the die. Once you've, let's say you roll 1 and you get air. I think that's what I just said. Anyways, let's say you roll 1, you get air. Well, now 1 is earth. And so every round, this elemental is changing to reflect its origin from within the elemental chaos that it came from. Now, if you are familiar with the other elementals, all of the other elementals give really bad hugs. The water one potentially causes you to drown if the actual elemental itself is holding you. The air one creates a whirlwind. The fire one does fire damage, and all of them require the elemental to be in the actual space of the enemy that they're targeting. And so if you start with the earth elemental, you grapple, now you're definitely within the same space, or at least you're right next to each other, and it's very easy for the next elemental to then transform. We get fire or air, fire or water, and then we move into that space. Now, the armor classes and the hit points, those types of things might be different. And what I would do to run this is I would actually run this a little bit higher level than fifth, maybe something like sixth or seventh, and have the actual hit point total just be higher. So take the earth elemental's hit points and armor class and just increase the hit points and then have that work across the board for the actual elemental. As we interact with it, most of those recharge on a specific roll of the die. And that is, I would still do that, but it would be for that specific elemental that it is. So if you go and you get a water elemental based on your random roll, then the usage of Whelm is recharged on a roll. And so I would keep track of that separately. And then at the beginning of the next turn, we'd roll, we'd get something else. And maybe you would get the one where it's the fire one. And then that recharge would be its own separate counter as well. And so that's why I would not have this be for a level 5 party. You've got higher hit points and you're also engineering a way to basically get these recharge abilities to occur on a more consistent type basis. So that's the basis of the actual encounter. When we're looking at the wizard, what I would have happen here is basically kind of like the Mines of Moria, you dig too deep and bad things happen. And as that elemental comes through, have it actually, you know, potentially destroy this wizard. So that way it's not a super high level wizard that you're going up against, but it was a low level wizard that was incapable of controlling the elemental. And so the reason the party is brought there is because this slimy little guy is using elementals to not just for his protection, but he's using them to rob places and break and enter. Our earth elemental has the siege monster ability, basically does double damage to buildings and other structures. And so he's using this as a way to try to steal stuff, break and enter, things along those lines. He figured something out and is now able to summon them. And then on one of the last times that he goes to summon them, he reaches too deep. It ends up killing him and it pulls forth, again, what we're going to call a chaos elemental. And this is something that you could stick in a city. You could stick this pretty much anywhere that it would fit for the game that you're running, and have this be like this own little like subplot that's going on as a side quest. The portal that it pulls it through, or the way that it summons it, I don't really know that. I mean, if you want for your game to pull this and turn it into like a planar thing where it creates a rift that then they can use to get to the elemental chaos, great. But I don't know that it's necessary to be able to have that actually happen. And so you basically are just kind of left with a one-off type of encounter that is going to showcase this elemental that is constantly changing and morphing to represent the chaos that it is. Now, when we are looking at the actual creature and we're giving our description of what it looks like, I would make sure to go through and describe all of the different elements of all of the different elementals as this one creature, but just roll to figure out which stats and abilities are going to get for that particular combat round. So, you know, it might have the legs of an earth elemental, a fiery head, the arms of an air elemental, and its entire intersection is all water. You get the idea. And so that would be something that we would then utilize as flavor text to describe what it is that they're fighting and show them. Now, alternatively, instead of having it be a little bit of everything, you can have it be a full earth elemental and then have it just transition fully into a water elemental and then a fire and then an air, you know, whatever I think works best for you and the flavor that you want to put into your campaign is obviously the thing that you should do, because that's the joys of D&D. But yeah, so that's it. That's the encounter for the week. We're looking at a chaos elemental. It's basically just all of the elementals mixed together. You roll a D3 to figure out which one you're going to be next and allow that to happen. Again, most of the other ones require the touch or for you the elemental to be in the same space as the party. So you can utilize that first form of earth elemental to grapple them and then have that be the thing that triggers the ability once it changes. If you go too beyond 7th level, you start getting into like 5th level spells and things along those lines, and the simplicity of the creature ends up becoming the thing that prevents you from really being able to showcase this morphing elemental chaos type idea. And so I would recommend that you do this for, I don't know, maybe 7th level or so. And if you're going to go higher than that, find a way to increase the monster's longevity, increase the hit points we already talked about, but increasing armor class, providing some sort of potential regeneration mechanic, something along those lines to give the creature a little bit more life than, 1.5 turns of combat. So that way you can really showcase what this thing can do. Well, that's it for the encounter for the week. I hope that you are all having a great rest of your week. I appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Thank you very much. And as always, let's let the dice decide.